हाँ जी, सब प्रकार सत्यापरमयासती अंतर्वत्नी सगर्भस्थ सीमाया इच्छा अप्रसूत है। अंतर्पत्नी गर्भिणी इच्छाया भर्तु राघवन अंतरंग प्रसूत है एवं सगर्भस्थ सीमा नेचुरल अफेक्शन ऑफ मदर टू द चाइल्ड सो प्रह्लाद मादर आफ्टर बीइंग ब्रॉट इन द आश्रम ऑफ नारद ही वाज एज अ चेस्ट लेडी वाज सर्विंग द आश्रम नाउ शी इज क्वीन स्टिल व्हेन इवन अ क्वीन कम्स इन द आश्रम शी हैज टू वर्क जस्ट लाइक मिनियंस Either king or queen or ordinary man, anyone who comes in the ashram or in the temple, he or she must render service just like menial service. That is the system. So, Prahlad Maharaj's mother was giving very good service, even though she was a queen. But rishin paripadyatara tatra bhaktya, a great devotion, paramaya, ultimate devotion, sati, and she was a chaste lady, not ordinary woman. Antarbhatni sagad, but the purpose was material. As a woman, the purpose was material. She was thinking of giving protection to this child. Therefore, later on, it will be stated by Prahlad Maharaj that all the instructions she received from Narad Maharaj, Narad Muni, she forgot. Service to the Lord is offered with some material purpose, then all the instruction that is received through authorized channels will be also lost. This is the instance. Rishi Karunika Satya प्रादाद उभय मैश्वर धर्मस्य तत्सं ज्ञानं च माम उपदिश्य निर्मल नारद मुनि ग्रेट सेज वाज इंस्ट्रक्टिंग बोथ द मदर एंड द सन विद इन द होम ऑफ द मदर धर्मस्य वाज ही वाज इंस्ट्रक्टिंग Dharmasya-tattam, the basic principle of religious life. Dharmasya-tattam, jnanamcha, and knowledge. Without knowledge or jnanasya-tattva, without the basic principle of knowledge, without the basic principles of religious life, nobody can advance in spiritual life, self-realization. Mam api uddishya nirmalam. So whatever is instruction, Narad Muni, the great sage, delivered, that was Especially meant for Prahlad Maharaj. He says, Mam Uddishta, aiming at me. Narada Muni knew it, that whatever instruction I am giving, although it is meant for both the mother and the child, but he knew it very well, that the child will be benefited more than the mother. Because women are considered less intelligent. Shudras, Vaishyas, they are considered less intelligent. But still, if one sticks to the principle, follows the rules and regulations, it is of the parameter. There is no bar for women, Shudra or Vaishya. But because they are less intelligent, sometimes they fail to receive the essence of knowledge. That is explained in the next class. Tattva kalasya dirghatyat lityat matushirodade. Because that instruction was given since a very long time ago. Prahlad Maharaj was speaking to his class friend at the age of 5 years, and he heard the instruction when he was in the womb of his mother. Of course, 5 years is not a very long time. Still, because he was a woman, he forgot. It is clearly stated that tattu kalasya dirghatyat. Of course, forgetfulness is our nature. Even if we do not remember what was spoken yesterday, what to speak of 5 years ago. The Prahlad Maharaj says, tattu kalasya dirghatyat, on account of long duration of time, and tritva, and because my mother was a woman, tritva matu shirodhan, she forgot. Matu shirodhan. Vishanu grhitangamam na aduna api jahatmiti. But because it may be said that to me it was a special favor by the great sage, and as such my remembrance has not yet gone. I remember it. A child of 5 years old, this is the psychology. He could remember everything, all the instruction, although he heard within the womb of his mother. He remembered. Of course, Prahlad Maharaj's case was different. But a woman, although she was fairly old, still she could not remember. This is the natural, but there is extraordinary thing, everything, exception also. There is no cause of disappointment, that because one is woman, she will not make progress. Everyone can make progress, but that is the general nature of woman and a man. Māṅhi pātava pāśitya jītīśu pāpa jūnaya kriyāśudra tathā vaiṣṭhā sveti jānti parāṇati. If one actually captures the opportunity of Krishna consciousness, it doesn't matter whether one is woman or a vaiṣṭhā or a śudra or lower than them, they can make progress still. They are actually repose in the spiritual platform are paragati. Paragati means advancement in the spiritual world. Rishinam gṛhītaṁ māṁ nā adhunā api ajahāt miti bhavatāṁ api bhūyāne yadī saddadate bhajāṁ. Now another part of instruction is that if you, because you are also demon, say, my mother might be because woman less intelligent, but demons, you are demons. You have no faith at all. The demons are generally atheists. They do not have any faith. But still, if you stick to the faith, you can also learn. That is another point. Anyone, it does not matter. If he takes Krishna consciousness in faith, then you will also be remembering like me. The difference between the people in India and in Europe at the present moment in connection with Krishna consciousness, in Europe and America, the boys and girls, they are taking it under some faith, whereas in this country, when there is Krishna Katha, Bhagavad Gita preaching or Hare Krishna, they go off, this is what, this is old faith. So they have no faith, they have lost the faith. They are so much enamored by politics and technology, they have lost faith. Therefore, it is not active. This is one. He, Vrindavan Maharaj, says, bhavatamapi bhuya. This utility of the instruction of Narada Maharaj can be arising in you also. Bhavatamapi bhuyatme yadi sad dadate vata. If you kindly take the instruction of Narada Maharaj as I am delivering, if you take them in faith. So there are two things. One thing is that the message must be carried through the disciples' succession. That's like Pulhar Maharaj has received the knowledge directly from Narada, and he is delivering. But if the party who is receiving the knowledge, if he has no faith, then it is not that. It is not that. Therefore, out of the 10 kinds of offenses, one offense is that one who has no faith, this knowledge should not be delivered. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita also. But because you are speaking, faith or no faith, you are chanting, so that by hearing, one may avail his faith also. That is a commandment. Nitya Siddha Krishna, this is a fact that everyone has got Krishna consciousness dormant within himself, but it has to be awakened by the process of chanting and hearing. Sravanadi Siddha Siddha Karayoshi. So faith or no faith, if you go on chanting or hearing the Hare Krishna mantra, the time will come when faith will come, and then things will be acting very nice. Adu sadhya. Without faith, nobody can make progress. Adu sadhya tatu sadhi. Faith, suppose by chance one comes to this association with little faith, not fixed up faith. Let me see. But if he remains with the association of faithful devotee, then he increases his faith. That's the fact. Adu sadhya tatu sadhya. That faith, first class faith means, as it is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kita. Krishna says that sarva dhanman puristajya mamekam saranam bhaja, and one who takes this statement very seriously, yes, if I surrender to Krishna, if I render service to Krishna, then all other things will be automatically done. All other things means there are many other methods, religious methods, philosophical methods, yogic methods, or any other method. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kita. If one simply develops Krishna consciousness, then he is first class yogi, he is first class karmi, he is first class jnani, he is first class devotee, everything first class. So to become such first class devotee, faith is the basic thing. Bhavatamapi bhujane jadi sad dadati vasa vaisharadi bhi sadhyata sri balan same jatha. It doesn't matter whether one is a boy, whether one is woman, or a sudra, or a demon, or atheist. If with faith one receives, that faith, just like Krishna, Krishna is canvassing himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that I am the Supreme. But we cannot understand Krishna because we have no faith. It is a fact. The Shastra says Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The great sages say that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Acharya says Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna, who heard directly from Krishna, he says Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And our Guru Maharaj says that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still we do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because there is no faith. Everyone says Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we do not believe. We have to understand through so many ways, or we may not understand because we have no faith. That faith is the required. It is not blind faith. Why blind faith? So many authorities speaking about Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why I should not accept? It is not blind. It is faithlessness, simply faithless. Nothing more. Why they should say that blind is one? We are not blindly following. This Krishna consciousness, it is not a blind faith. It is based on reason, it is based on argument, it is based on philosophy, it is based on authority. So the faith requires, if I purposefully draw my faith without any reason, without any philosophy, then I am unfortunate. Itadushi tavaki pa bhagavan lamati duddaiva idishamiha janinar lāp. Caitanya Mahāprabhu regrets, my dear Lord, you are so kind upon me. Just see how Krishna is kind. He is coming himself, appears himself, his soul, his activities as the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the very childhood, still disappearing, is still people in love. What Krishna can do? That way can be created only in good association of the world.
Vaisharadiddhi sadhyata, sadhyata sri balanam sajivan. Janmadhyas sarime bhava drishta diha samapana. Phalanam Shivabrikhasa Kalena Isharamurtina. Now, Prahlad Maharaj is touching on the philosophy of life. Janmadhyas Sarime Bhava. There are six different positions of everyone's life. Janma, Siti, Janma, Siti, Vriddhi, Parinam, Apakshaya, Naam, Dehadi. Idanim Atma Dharmai Riva Bhiram Sputayam Tan Ahankaridam Tejayati Atmeti. Kasu Vishadadi Dhi Iti Apekhaya Naradaktam Eva Dehatma Prakaram Maha Janmeti. That's it. First of all, he spoke that whatever I am speaking to you, it is directly received from authority Narada. I remember them by the mercy of Narada. He says that is the duty of a disciple to say, mercy of him. Of course, mercy. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that Narada was less merciful to his mother. He is merciful to everyone. But why is he forgot? Why is he could not catch? Because as an old man, he could not do it. So a spiritual master or a saintly person, he is karunika, he is merciful to everyone. But the receiver must be competent. Not that an authority or spiritual master is less merciful to somebody and more merciful to somebody. He is merciful to everyone. It's like this. Sunshine is distributed equally to everyone, every country. But it is the misfortune of some country that there is no sunshine. Not that sunshine is less, sunshine is equally distributed, but it is a misfortune of some country that the Shastra says where sunshine is less, such countries are condemned, Shastra says. They cannot receive. Similarly, those who are condemned, less fortunate, they cannot receive the knowledge. They cannot receive the knowledge of spiritual master of Krishna very nicely on account of their misfortune. So one should not be disturbed in this connection. Even misfortune can be fortunate, provided he sticks his faith and he struggles little. Why shall I remain misfortune? Just like in the material world. We struggle. A person misfortune is poor man. He struggles. Why shall I remain poor man? Why shall I remain unfortunate? I struggle and make myself fortunate. Similarly, in the spiritual world also, although by nature one is less intelligent, one can advance in spiritual knowledge with enthusiasm. That's why Rupa Goswami said, Utsaha dhajyat tatat karma pravartana, nishyayat tatat karma pravartana, sato vitti sadhu sangye sarabhi bhakti prasiddha. One should be enthusiastic, struggle against odds, and then he will somehow succeed. Thank you.